And now Lady Esther presents the second act of the Philadelphia Story, starring Jimmy Stewart, Katharine Hepburn, and Cary Grant. Well, that bottle of champagne was just the first. Later, at the party on a neighboring estate, Tracy and Mike sampled quite a few more, until George departed in a huff and left Mike to escort Tracy home. That's where we find them now, just arriving with a bottle they've brought along for the road.
Well, here we are, Professor.
You know, it's funny I never noticed this lake before.
Silly, that's a swimming pool.
You know, champagne's tricky. I'm used to bourbon. Bourbon's a slap on the back. Champagne's a heavy mist before my eyes.
A quick swim will fix that. Dexter and I always swam after parties.
Well, let's forget about Dexter. Have a drink now.
Why not? Mike, do you hear a telephone ringing?
I did a little while ago. No, I can't hear it. Well, now. Yes, I do. No. Well, it's very far away.
Mm-hmm. That's my bedroom telephone, and it's probably George. I better go in. No, it stopped.
Fine. Drink your champagne.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Hello, you.
Hello.
You look fine.
I feel fine.
Did you like the party?
Sure. The prettiest sight in this fine, pretty world. The privileged class enjoying its privileges.
You're a snob, Connor.
No doubt. Hey, Tracy. Hey, you can't marry that guy.
George, I'm going to. Why not?
Well, you don't match up.
Professor, you're stepping out of character.
My mistake.
Oh, don't apologize.
Who's apologizing?
Really, I never knew such a man.
Yeah, I guess I never knew a girl like you, Tracy.
Yeah?
Tracy, you're wonderful. There's a magnificence in you.
Mike.
A magnificence that comes out of your eyes and in your voice and on the way you stand and the way you walk. There's fires banked down in you, Tracy. Hearth fires and holocausts.
You don't think I'm like a goddess?
Your flesh and blood, that's the blank, unholy surprise. But you're the golden girl, Tracy. You're full of life and warmth and delight. Hey, what goes on? Have you got tears in your eyes?
Shut up. Oh, Mike, keep talking, talk, will you?
What good is talk, Tracy?
Golly, Moses. Well, nobody's ever kissed me like that.
Tracy, I want to tell you something.
Please, all of a sudden I've got the shakes.
Please, Tracy.
It's as though my insteps were melting away. Oh, gee, what is it? Have I got feet of clay or something?
Tracy, you're so lovely.
Wait, I know. The pool, there's a moon, and it's warm, and we could go...
Now?
Now. Mike, put me in your pocket, and let's go swimming.
I had to tell someone. Oh, I could hardly wait till you got here this morning.
Yes, but darling, my love, are you sure it wasn't just a dream?
Well, I can't be positive, but...
Good morning.
Well, what ho, the bride.
In her wedding dress.
Such a lovely day. Is everybody fine? That's fine.
Hmm. How fine are you?
Well, I don't know what's the matter with me. I can hardly open my eyes. I must have had too much sun yesterday.
It's awfully easy to get too much.
Tracy, you're not really going to, are you?
Going to what?
Marry George, after last night.
Last night? What are you talking about?
Tracy, don't you even remember?
Remember what?
Well, I've been telling Dinah, it was just a dream.
A dream? Well, what kind of a dream?
Well, last night, it was awful late, I guess. I woke up and looked out of my window, and guess what I saw?
What?
Mr. Connor.
Mike?
Uh-huh. He was sort of coming from the pool, with both arms full of something. And what do you think it turned out to be?
What?
You, and some clothes. And you were sort of crooning.
I never crooned in my life. Then what?
Well, then he carried you into the house, and I could hear him take you into your room.
Mike and me? Well, I'm going crazy. I'm standing here on my own two hands and going crazy. What else?
Well, after that, he...
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, well. Morning, Connor. How do you feel?
Well,
Mike,
I...
what's happened to your chin?
My chin? Oh, well, you see...
Tracy, I didn't get to tell you. When Mr. Connor came out again, George was waiting for him.
No.
Yes. And Mr. Connor sort of got hit on the chin.
George?
No, me.
You, Dex, you were there too? Good grief, why didn't you sell tickets?
I'll say Dexter was there. What a clip he gave me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mike. I thought I'd better hit you before George did. He's in better shape than I am.
Dex, Mike, will somebody please tell me what happened before I go stark raving mad?
On the level, you don't know?
Of course I don't know. I don't remember anything.
Ah, lucky Tracy. She's drawn a blank.
Shut up, Dex. Mike, you tell me.
Well...
Tracy, are you ready, darling? The guests are all here and the bishop's waiting. And... Oh, dear, where is George? George! Good heavens, Tracy, I forgot he was here at 10 and left this note.
For me? Well, I wonder what he could have...
Well, go on, read it out loud, Red. We're all friends.
Yes, I will. Listen to this. Quote, "Your conduct last night was so shocking to my ideals of womanhood that my attitude toward you and the prospects of a happy and useful life together..."
Tracy?
Hello, George.
Tracy, I didn't dream you... All these people...
Why, it's only a letter from a friend. They're my friends, too.
I thought I ought to come and explain. I mean, I...
It's clear enough, George. You're chucking me over, and good riddance.
Well, after all, I have a point, you know, on the very eve of your marriage.
Well, just a minute, George. Mike, why don't you tell him what happened last night?
Well, exactly 2 kisses and 1 late swim, after which I deposited Tracy in her room and I left.
You mean to say that's all there was to it?
I do.
Why? Was I so terribly unattractive, Mike? So distant, so forbidding that you...
No, you were extremely attractive and far from distant or forbidding, but you were also...
You were pretty pixelated, Red.
Yeah, and there are rules about that.
Thank you, Mike. I think men are wonderful.
Oh, Tracy, perhaps I was a little hasty, but, well, a man does expect his wife to...
To behave herself, naturally.
To behave herself, naturally.
Will you please...
Well, I'm sorry.
Tracy, if you're willing to let bygones be bygones, what do you say?
Goodbye, George.
I beg your pardon?
I said goodbye.
But we have
you see,
to...
you're much too good for me, George. 100 times too good. And I make you most unhappy, most.
Very well. That's how you want it. Possibly it's just as well. Good day.
Well, congratulations, Red. Or is that proper without a groom?
Hey, we can make it proper, Tracy.
Yeah, Mike?
I got you into this. I'll get you out of it. Will you marry me, Tracy?
No, Mike. Thank you, but... No.
Why not?
Because I don't think that nice girl with the camera would like it, and I'm not sure that you would, and I'm even a little doubtful about myself.
Well, there goes your wedding music, Tracy.
And besides, I made a mistake yesterday. I opened a wedding present too soon. A present without any ribbons on it.
Red.
Just a picture of a boat. A boat I don't think I've ever forgotten.
Red, I've got an old wedding license, the one we didn't use when we eloped. What do you say?
Dexter, are you sure?
Not in the least, but I'll risk it, will you?
And you wouldn't be doing it just to save my face?
Why shouldn't I save it? It's a nice little face.
Oh, Dex, I'll be yah this time. I promise, darling, I'll be yah.
Be whatever you like. You're my redhead. Are you all set?
All set. Oh, never have I been so full of love. Mike, how do I look?
Like a queen, like a goddess.
That's funny, Mike, because you know how I feel. For the first time in my life, like a human being.
Thank you, Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant, and Katharine Hepburn for a most delightful half hour.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Bradley, there isn't an actor or actress in Hollywood who isn't eager to come here and take part in the great work this program does for the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. Am I right, boys?
You are right,
Kate. That's fine. Say that again.
And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Hepburn. Ladies, did you ever come back from a wonderful vacation and have everyone say to you, "Why, you look simply marvelous, just like a new woman, so gay and fresh and vital"? Well, women write and tell me that's the kind of new, fresh, vital look that comes to their skin when they try my romantic spring shade of face powder, my lovely bridal pink. You see, Lady Esther Bridal Pink is not just a new shade of face powder. It's a new kind of powder shade that ends all guesswork about the right shade for you. For this one specially blended shade has the amazing quality of flattery for every type of skin. The unique texture of my Lady Esther face powder makes it more flattering, too, because of the special way it's blended. My powder spreads a delicate film of beauty over your skin, hides tiny lines, little blemishes, makes pores look smaller. And because Lady Esther powder is so fine and smooth, it clings far longer than ordinary face powders. Keeps your skin looking more velvety smooth. America's most beautiful women will be wearing bridal pink in the Easter parade. What shade will you be wearing?
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present The Moon is Our Home. It will star Fred MacMurray and Virginia Bruce. Be sure to listen. The Philadelphia Story was produced and directed for Lady Esther by Bill Lawrence, adapted by Harry Cronman, and was presented through arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of It Happened in Brooklyn, starring Frank Sinatra, Catherine Grayson, Peter Lawford, and Jimmy Durante. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Katharine Hepburn can currently be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, The Sea of Grass. Cary Grant can soon be seen in Doris Sherry's RKO production, The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer. James Stewart can now be seen in Liberty Films' production of Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.